Blog Talk Radio.
They don't give me a lesson. We're on.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'll do it.
What population is that? That was your first year.
What?
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio in Labrador, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on, go beat, and welcome the undefeated, undisputed champion of sports talk radio, Jay.
Now I want to see it again.
That's the end of it going in the distance. No one ever played it.
Do you think
they should do a new song on third down? Don't you think there's a little played out there? And then you do up, up, up. I think there's a little played out. I think there's better.
Darn thing. It should be just in our, but I hear other towns doing it, which is so stupid.
Who has that? I never heard someone else.
Oh, yeah, you can hear in the background. I hear other stadiums doing it.
I think it's only a college game, so I don't think it's.
I hear it. It's bogus.
No,
I'm fine with that. It's classic. People know what I mean. Oh, no, no, no. We can't have this. Get him out.
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, Chara.
All right, James.
Good job.
What do you got here? What's your... Before we go to the first caller.
I don't know. We don't get any calls yet.
Yeah.
If you can't notice,
right.
The board is a complete empty... A complete beautiful vista. What do you got? Well, there's so much going on right now. I want to speak about one of your commentaries that you made, that you're more. He's writing for everyone who wants to know why he's not engaging in conversation with this young fellow. Anyway, I know you're right. The Sixers are doing very well, but he's becoming a little fixated on this Markelle Fultz return, and I think it's taking away on a little enjoyment of the season, and I think you should just be enjoying the season, and you're worrying about, oh, is he coming back in a week, because, you know, I know he's only played 3 games, but I think, you know, your expectations are going to be kind of too high for him when he comes back to me.
When's he coming?
They don't have any timetable for it. It should be soon, you know. They're, it shouldn't have seen. But you're acting like they're sending. It's just. He's writing a book here, Lee.
I'm trying to come up with 10 things here. Because I have got a hot one on the line here, but I'm trying to come up with the 10 most intriguing parts about the Sixers. I'm up to 7 right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we had, again, I would say this, we got 10 and 1 football team.
I'll let you take the call, and then after that, I know, but look, it's twofold.
I feel,
weekends are for Sixers,
no, I feel
for
like
Eagles.
It's,
I don't want to talk about them 7 days a week.
Well, I think they're a Super Bowl contender, and I don't want
Super Bowl champion.
I don't want them to lose their luster because people are paying too much attention to a basketball team that's like 13-12.
I can guarantee.
And then 30-29.
It's 12-9, I believe.
I know, but they get, you know what I mean, just above 500.
Secondly, do you really think people are paying too much attention to Sixers, not enough Eagles?
No, I really don't.
They dominate the content on the weekly basis about 93%.
Come on.
Joel said he's up to about 84%.
Yeah, the Sixers.
And then he was dying laughing. He couldn't even see that. He
steals these jokes and then he does them and then he can't get. He laughs during the sketch. I think
with his 69%, he kept a straight face the whole time.
I know, because that's the first one.
That was the first
one. More times he keeps doing it.
Has he done it more than two? Did I miss some?
I think he did in another one. 81.
He was in the 70s? Oh, 81?
No, I think he's done 3. I don't know that.
All right, let's go to 21-11. You're on the air.
Yes, because.
Hey, Jamie. What's up? John from Devin. How you doing today?
What's up, Carson? How you feeling?
Good. So
where
good times in Philadelphia sports right now. Future's looking pretty bright. We got some good stars in the city. Let's say, like, hypothetically, you have the big four sports. You got NBA, NHL, NFL, and baseball. Let's say, like, they broke up all the leagues. They kind of did, like, a redraft of every team in every city and every franchise. But the city of Philadelphia gets to have, like, one guy as, like, their protected player that you get to keep for any of your franchises going forward. So you could pick, like, one guy off of any of the four teams as, like, your keeper. Who are you picking from the Philadelphia athletes that we have in the city right now? There's some good choices out there. I'm curious to see who you pick.
I guess you would have to take this deep in Wednesday. I don't want to take that answer, but I guess just knowing that quarterback is probably the most value position in sports, you would have to take that. You probably wouldn't want to, because I know you
That's
like these scenarios like, about stars and teams and who would you keep, but I think usually your little games are not that easy. I think that one is a little easier, because
I'll make it a little tougher. I agree with you on that one. I think I'm keeping Wentz as like my keeper for the city too. All right, let's say you're allowed to protect two guys who are on rosters in Philadelphia teams right now. Who are you picking with your second pick? This one would be a little tougher.
I guess you would have to pick the basketball guys probably. I don't think you're picking any baseball guys. Hockey,
nah.
You're not picking.
Nothing there.
I think that's easy. These are easy.
You're going Simmons
or Embiid,
by the
way. I don't encourage you to make them harder, but I think it would have to be probably Embiid just because of what his personality is and the way people connect with him. Right?
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, he's got that personality. Like, he's got that upside. The way he kind of handles social media and his attitude, and seems like a fun guy.
And so does Simmons,
like,
too.
He could be like the most popular athlete in my lifetime in the city.
People have trouble connecting with him in a certain way because he's just there and he does his job and he just goes home and then he'll be back there again doing it again.
Yeah. And then you get like Embiid like running down the streets of Philadelphia doing his nighttime workout, playing tennis.
Yeah,
and stuff
they're just different. And, you know.
Yeah.
So I think when you think of these types of things, you got to put that into account.
Yeah. Are you worried about the durability, though? Like, would you pick – like, part of me is kind of leaning Simmons just because I think you got a little – like, you don't have to worry about the foot injury and stuff like that as much.
You have to be worried about the durability, but, you know, I try to put all aspects of the athlete in it. I think that's why he wins out, you know.
Yeah, but it's definitely exciting times. I mean, it's just cool thinking that we have, like, three of, like, the top franchise guys in between, like, basketball and all the sports, like, going forward. Like, if you did, like, redrafts, like, these are guys that any team in any city would want. It's kind of cool that they're ours. because that usually almost never happens in the city here.
It's very cool that we have teams that people really enjoy watching and people think are fun and can compete.
And they're like, I think
we have a good compete in the playoffs too. Right now.
Yeah. And it's like players you can get behind and like and root for. Like I remember a couple of years ago when the Eagles had Michael Vick, like they were winning, but it was like it was hard to like some of those guys just weren't that likable.
Yeah, and they weren't even winning to that this what they're winning now. But yeah, these are all just normal fun guys. It's very true.
Yeah, do you still think you're still all in on the Eagles? Like part of me, it's like because like, you've seen this story before in Philadelphia. You kind of don't want to get your hopes up too much. We've all been crushed in a New York Black Hawk Flyers game a couple of years ago and some other big games.
I don't even want to answer that question because I don't think I'm going to change how anyone feels about the sky is falling mentality. I think even figure 15-1 and win every game for the rest of the year 30-10, I think people would still feel that way.
Yeah. All right. Gonna give you like kind of put you on the spot here. Scale of 1 to 100, like 100%, it's an absolute, they're going to win it. 0, they're not winning it. What percentage chance do you give the Eagles to win the NFC Championship right now?
Win the NFC, I would say, it's so hard. Right now, I can't get past probably like 45%. That's pretty
high. I think I'm kind of hanging out right around there too. Right around 40.
I won't get,
like you kind of want
it.
You
want to
go higher? Yeah. Let's say we knock out Seattle this weekend.
No, I can't go any higher yet. I know, but the schedule has been, you know, I've thought about that too much. It's been so easy, and you know, there's teams like the Vikings. They lost Cook, and they keep charging along and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's
the Saints
kind of
hanging out in there.
Yeah. Saints,
how about Super Bowl?
Rams.
What would you put it at the Super Bowl right now?
I think it might have to.
Maybe?
Getting to the Super Bowl or winning it?
Or winning it. So let's say they're 40% getting there if they win the NFC Championship. How do you like their chances going against like Steelers or Pats?
I would say less than 25%, I would.
Okay. That's about fair. Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to see. Like, I still kind of, like, maybe, like, I'm still, part of me's kind of holding back. I guess, like, we'll see how we get through these next 2 weeks with the
Seahawks
and Rams.
I feel like everyone is that way, and they've been that way since for the past 6 weeks since they've been since they've been just running over teams and destroying
them. But even,
even
that game last week against
the Bears.
People
don't want to hold back. They just want to enjoy the ride, but people can't get. And people are, you know, you hear people that say just enjoy the ride, but it's hard for people to get it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, man.
All right, take care. Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, everyone keeps saying, oh, we're just enjoy it, but for some reason we just inherently cannot stop.
They say stop with the sky is small mentality. Sometimes everything just works. But I do believe that, you know.
That's Mike's big take. That's what he's
doing. No, I heard Mike and other people, too. People are telling you, stop. You got to enjoy it. This is a great team. This is a Super Bowl against a new team. But people just can't. And I don't think they will if they win the rest 30-10. I really don't. And go 15-1.
Let me just take a little TO here before more callers jump in here, since we're halfway through the show already.
Yes, I love it.
Top 10 list, most intriguing aspects about the most intriguing team in the NBA.
NBA, okay.
Yeah. All right, here we go. These are not in order, they're just 10, okay? Number one, Simmons is putting up numbers the likes of we haven't seen since the Big O. Okay.
It's true.
Total time across the board, points, rebounds, steals, assists, and blocks. It's incredible the figures he's putting up.
A little shaky on Thursday, though, I would have to say. Did not play the best on Thursday.
Well, I didn't get to see a lot of that.
I know. Southern team, he played fine, but some people were unhappy. But you hung with him. You proved that you probably would have won.
All right, number two. Simmons can't jump shoot. It's really bizarre. He looks disgusting. His one hand at running.
Pop a shot thing?
They're not. Yeah.
That's
pop shot? Is that what people call it?
No, I don't know. I heard someone called it. It's not really even like that either, though.
No, it's not. But it's just bizarre. He won't even set himself. And like, number three, Simmons can't foul shoot. Now, clearly, this is presenting itself as possibly
the most. What was it? 14-29 at the line the other night?
12 straight trips. Fouled in less than 2 seconds.
It's going to keep happening. And don't blame Scotty Brooks neither. It's stupid to blame him. But people are.
I'm not blaming him, yeah. But that's really presented itself as intriguing. Number four. Embiid and his pointless minute restrictions.
He doesn't have any minute restrictions.
Did he not just play the other day?
He rested. That's not a minute restriction. Of course he's going to rest.
Whatever you want to call all.
Of course he's going to rest on back-to-backs. We're still in that space. But he's playing 37 minutes a game or whatever. He has no restriction when he plays.
Basically, he tipped himself off that I think that the next back-to-back, they're going to do the same thing. The one after that, he's going to play, though, in January.
When's the next back-to-back?
There's one in, like, December 18th or something. But there's one in January. I think he may do it.
Yeah. They want him to start doing it. I know that. But, you know, it's tough to be. Look, and are you unhappy that they did during Washington and not Boston? All right, Kurt.
I actually agree with that one because they could have lost the Boston one no matter what, right? And
yeah,
let them play because you want to create interest and revenue, right?
Right.
So let them play at home, get the surefire W. A W is a W. You're not catching Boston no matter what, right? So it's not like,
of course not. They're 18-4.
Right, so you're never catching them, right? So just beat up on a team that you will be competing with on the seeding because, look, the seeding is going to be important that first round. We want to win one round just to make the playoffs really fun.
Do you think they're capable of that?
I think they absolutely can. But they got to get a good seed up high, up in the top four. They don't want to have to go facing
right.
LeBron, the Celtics. Now, I don't even know who to say next because the Pistons are currently up there. But, I mean, are they really going to be up there in the end?
I don't know. Look at it. Here's some. I know you love the standings so much.
Boston 1, Cleveland 2, which Cleveland's going to catch up by the end, maybe. Toronto 3, Detroit 4, Philly 5. See, I don't hate that matchup, but I would rather be the 4.
10 in a row for the Cavs, as we all know.
6, Milwaukee. 7, Washington. 8, New York. They suck.
Getting
back in
this yes, they're back in, baby.
Orlando, Brooklyn. Then Atlanta and Chicago bringing up the rear.
Of course.
Yep.
No. But, right. So you think they can win the postseason? Okay, right,
I think they can win a postseason. This is going to be interesting tonight against Detroit. So Detroit's right above them.
14-7.
That's damn good. And we're 12-9.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good, man.
A little shaky in the last 10 there. Where the 8-2, West Detroit.
Six and four. Toronto 7-3 last 10. Cleveland 10-0. Boston 8-2. All right, let me just keep going with my list. Embiid does not go down the box enough.
I hate this. Everyone said that he doesn't go down the block. He doesn't bang in the block enough.
Am I right or wrong?
I know people say he's still putting up 30-11 the last time he played.
I know, but I think he could get, once he realizes he can dominate there more, he can increase his game even more. Number 6, the Markel mystery is injury.
It's not much of a mystery. He's got injured shoulder.
Injured all the way down to Kentucky. That's where he's at right now.
Yeah. Anyway, he's got injured shoulder with flu in it and it's messed up. And
he can find or help. He has to go all the way down to Kentucky.
That's special. He's seen a lot of doctors.
Why are they better than anything up here? They sounds impossible.
They just want to get a specialist so people like he don't have to complain when he's back, and maybe he could get back before the new year, which I don't think he will.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, I'll reveal my final four after this call. We'll take a call here. We'll go to 7580. Last four digits of the phone, 7580.
Jamie, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie, Vic, what do you have?
How you doing? Just tuning in here. What's your prediction for the Eagles tomorrow? Personally, I think the Eagles are going to roll this team by 14-plus points.
You think they're going to roam, huh? What makes you think that they're so superior to them? What makes you think that?
Well, I'm just looking at they have a weakened secondary, a bad O-line. With our front four, I think they're going to continue Wilson where he's not going to be able to run wild out there.
I think the defensive line is a big key in these next two games. Not that it isn't always, because it is a huge key always, but even more magnified. So I think they could win, but I think they also could get kind of run over a little bit, and Wilson could sort of run around all over them. So I don't know what to predict. If they lose, I will say, okay, you know. But I think they will win, but because I think they are they're obviously better than the Seahawks, whatever you think. And
right.
But you get scared going into Seattle, of course.
Yeah. But I just think Russell Wilson accounts for 96% of their touchdowns. If you take that element away, and I think the Eagles defense will, that they're going to have a tough time. I don't think they can score enough to beat us.
No, and our run defense is so good, and our backfield is such a mess. So, yeah.
Right.
So, their backfield is a mess. And even if it wasn't, our run defense is so stifling. So,
okay.
I think they'll win,
but
I won't be surprised. If they come out sluggish and lose like 24-14 and kind of get shut down and kind of Seattle just works them over, I won't be surprised by that either.
Right now, I understand. They're a good team.
Yeah.
They're a good team. So, the other thing I got is the Sixers. I'm not sure if you talked about this earlier, but how does a player like Ben Simmons, I'm not sure if you saw that game against the Wizards, but gets to the foul line 24 times and only makes half. Like, how does a professional basketball player make 50% of his foul shots?
It's hard to say. And the bottom line is it can't happen. It can't happen. He's got to be able to get to at least 60% of his fouls.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I got varsity girls that shoot better percentage than that.
I bet you do. I'm not doubting that at all. I know you do. I know you're coaching. You would not be happy if you were only at 50% on the foul line, would you?
Right. And it just blows my mind that the professional level, this guy can't make foul shots. I mean, I would have that guy in the gym 8 hours a day shooting nothing but foul shots.
I know. It's been said about 1,000 different plays throughout time, and the bottom line is it can't happen, but it always does.
Right. Okay, well, that's all I got today, so we'll see what you can do.
That's all I got,
right,
Charlie. Okay. Wonderful
see you
contribution,
next week.
Voice. Yes.
You got it.
You know what? I want to say this on the record just so it's documented in our recordings here.
Yeah.
What Russell loves to do is messes around in the pocket. Ooh, I'm in trouble. And then he turns and burns and rolls out to his right.
Yeah.
Okay? Defense is left.
Yeah.
Spins back out.
And throws the go with a dog ball.
Throws to anyone coming across, Jimmy Graham, whatever. Or he'll just run it for 10, 15 yards. But he loves breaking his contain, then he buys his time out there, and then he throws it, right? He does it continuously. Now,
that's a big part of their offense. It's running her run ball off plays like that.
Yeah. If if I'm the Birds, that's all I worry about, because I don't even feel like they can beat us in any other regard except for that play.
I don't think they could beat us on the run, no.
No, all right. And their rushing yards, I think, are actually going to be – you know how they were phenomenal last week, and it was only because of the quarterback scramble they got the 6 yards?
Yeah.
It's going to be way worse this week because he's going to do his business. It's going to happen a couple times, maybe three great runs.
Yeah, 30-plus yards or 40-plus.
Three 30-plus, yeah, he's going to go for 100? No way. Three of, like, 10
you see,
10 to 18
yards. But you do realize the type of quarterback that is a defensive player, not a quarterback like him at all.
Not at all the whole year?
Well, let's look back.
Not
at
many like him in the whole
no,
year.
No, but
who else is even like him?
Well, we play conventional drop-back passes almost the whole game.
Cam, he does it.
Yeah.
And that's a tight game.
Yeah, they burned us a little bit with that. They burned it.
Well,
burned.
That was a shocker. That was the first shocker of the season. I'm like, whoa. That was the most shocking W on the whole entire schedule thus far. That was a guaranteed W, a brutal spot, a quick turnaround away, Thursday night television. A team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. That was the shocker of the year. Can you think of another game that would rival that as far as just like, wow, that really impressive?
No, I don't know. Maybe the second Redskins game, the way they dominated them and got to like 7-1, and you were kind of like, whoa, but not to level with that.
Right. All right, before I lose my time, I want to get through my rest of these intriguings. All right, number 7, the Markell Tatum mistake. Is it a mistake? I saw a headline on Sports Illustrated or ESPN this week, how it was clearly they won the trade. It was a mistake by us. They were – I mean, they're basing this off of 3 games played for Markell. I mean –
Well, listening to that, Danny saw something, and he didn't want him from the beginning, and there's reasons why and all.
All right. You know what? And Barkley – Tatum's the guy Barkley wanted first coming out of the – that's who he wanted.
Yeah.
He thought his defensive ability, long and tough. So it's a little bit nauseating watching him play for the Celtics. It really is.
Yeah.
Now I've grown to hate him, of course.
Yeah.
Because I hate that team. But I don't want it to be a bust. You can't be the number one pick overall and completely bust on. Now, I know it's only 3 games, but he's got to get back. Look, I keep saying this. I don't know if I've gotten on record with this yet. But they're not winning a championship this year. So Markell's
going to get
in the game and start growing. He's got to prove that can't be a bust of a pick. You already got Jaleel sitting on the bench, which, oh, my gosh, I don't even have that on my list. I could put that on there just for Sixers. Let me read you the rest, and we'll see if the Jaleel one.
Ethan, that's an intriguing storyline.
Oh, my gosh, is it not?
No.
Third pick overall, averaged, what, 20-10 his rookie year?
No.
18-10?
He had a couple good times, but
he averaged good, man. Will J.J. Redick stay next year when he's a free agent? I put that down.
I said that's a big
number 9. Will LBJ the King come here this summer?
No. I seen the eyes on that or last time.
Number 10. Are there any All Stars on this team?
I don't know. I don't think
is
so
Joe,
now.
Who's better as an All-Star chance, Joel or Ben?
No, I think it's definitely the big man.
The big man, right? And you don't think he's done enough to get it this year yet? I think he will.
Well, I think one of the two will, because there's a lot of outrage last year that he didn't get it.
Right.
Even there,
and they basically benched him and said, screw you, league. We're benching him now the rest of the year.
Well.
Kind of.
No.
Kinda.
I said that's a little bit overblown because he didn't get an All-Star, but
that's how they acted, though.
That's kind of
how they acted, and then all of a sudden he had the mystery of meniscus.
It also screwed their team if he did not remember. They could have made a playoff run according to some people last year if he was there.
So I actually put more on here. The Jaleel effect, and number 12, I could put, are they going to get to my projected 50 wins?
Listen, like,
they're
still on sort of a pace, 12-9. That's like 46. Right? What's the pace of it? It's like four. We're done here.
All right. We'll figure that out next week, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.